أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يهد الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فأولئك هم الخاسرون. ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 178 and 179 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي. That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي, that person is the real guided person. Thereafter Allah says, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, then they are from amongst the khasirun, they are from amongst the losers. This ayat in itself is so rich in so far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wahi is concerned. That on the one hand, when Allah ta'ala speaks about hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the singular, that whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي, then that is the real guided person. Allah ta'ala speaks about the one guided person. But Allah says, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, then whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, then they are the losers. So there Allah ta'ala uses the plural term. And for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the consequence when a person is led astray. So the ulama have explained that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us hidayat is in itself a very great reward from Allah ta'ala. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us hidayat, Allah ta'ala blesses us with guidance, Allah shows us the way, that is a very great ni'mat from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is, on the one hand, Allah has opened the road, and in itself is the reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat, because now we can make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can then offer whatever so sacrifices we make for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not opened the door of hidayat, then those people are the khasirun, they are at a loss. Now going forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses and Allah ta'ala explains, because obviously here we would have the question in our hearts and in our minds that why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead people astray? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses why people go astray, why people sway away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Certainly we had created many from jinn and insan, from humans, لِجَهَنَّمْ, whose consequences will be the fire of Jahannam. Why would the end be the fire of Jahannam? That is, those people who mul khasirun, in this world and in the hereafter, they are in everlasting loss. Allah says, lahum qulubun, that they have hearts, la yafqahuna biha, they have not understood through those hearts. Allah ta'ala has given this heart to the human, and we've discussed this on several occasions, that the original seat of understanding, the original seat of thought in a human is that of the heart, not the brain. The heart is where it comes in, and that is then processed through the brain. It is like a person sees with his eyes, but he cannot see clearly, so he needs spectacles. And like that, Allah Ta'ala has kept the heart, the original seat. Like in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala inna fil jasadi lamudgha, idha salahat salahal jasadu kullu, wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu. That there is this flesh in the body. If it is rectified, reformed, then the whole body is rectified, reformed. And if it is corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt, and that is the heart, that is the seed. And here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about this heart, the seed of thought, that they have these hearts, but they have never used these hearts to think. To think about what? The greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. To think about who is this creator, who is this person, who is this being that has given me my sustenance, who is this being that gives me everything that I need to live, the air that I breathe, this body that is functional. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ, and they have eyes, لَا يُبُصِرُونَ بِهَا, through which they do not see. Allah Ta'ala has given them the instrument of sight, the eyes are there, but they cannot see with those eyes. What they cannot see? Like they cannot fathom and understand the greatness and the qudrat of Allah and these ni'mats of Allah, neither can they see this power of Allah, nor can they see this mercy of Allah, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that bestows upon us so many favors. Those eyes are blinded to that fact. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, and then they have ears through which they cannot hear. The instrument is there, but the faculty is not there. The instrument of hearing is there, but the faculty of hearing is not there. They got the ears, but they do not hear this great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not listen to this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not listen to the continuous reminder of the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and of course the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Those are the people who are like animals, they are like beasts, but nay, they are even more deviated than animals. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different creations in different ways. Allah created a stone. A stone is there and it will remain a stone, and that stone will not grow. But then we look at Allah ta'ala creating a seed. That seed germinates, and from it you'll get an offshoot and a plant, and that plant grows. You'll see your fruit, your vegetables, a bud, and then it grows. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah didn't give them that kind of movement and understanding. Then go to the animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them that faculty whereby they will search for their sustenance. The fruit, the vegetables, the stones don't search for any sustenance. And then they procreate, the animals procreate. But that is where it all stops. For insan, Allah has given us all of that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this judgment, Allah ta'ala has given us this mind, Allah has given us this brain, that we're supposed to be pursuing the pleasure of Allah and the hereafter. If that faculty is stopped, then we are worse than animals, because we have not used this faculty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. Then we are like animals in the sense that we will look for our sustenance, we will procreate, we will grow insofar as our bodies are concerned. But that is where it will all stop, and we do not go further than this dunya. In other words, looking towards the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, and they are the heedless. In other words, they become totally heedless of the akhirat and their own good and success in the year after. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide us all. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.